السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی صاحب, اہلن وسہلن ومرحبا to you this beautiful morning, the 23rd of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and barakah. Allah Ta'ala accept the ibadat of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam and their du'as. Mufti Saab, the platform is yours this morning.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 23rd of Ramadan Mubarak 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on the beginning of the 18th juz, the 18th supara, the 18th part of the Noble Quran, chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, the surah, the chapter regarding the true believers. So that is our lesson for this week, yeah? Surah Mu'minun, chapter number 23, right in the beginning of the 18th supara, 18th juz. We say Jazakallahu khairan to you, Mawlana Salim Kareem, Barakallahu feekum to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who is very, very gracious and very, very merciful. Now the tafsir, the commentary of verse number 1, chapter 23, verse 1. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. When the word قَدْ appears before a verb in the past tense, it comes for tahqiq, definitely, surely, positively, definitely. So all these translations are acceptable. So قَدْ definitely أَفْلَحَ. You heard the adhan just now, Hayya alal falah. So come towards success. So qad aflaha. So definitely successful. Ahu qad aflaha al mu'minun. Those people who have the true iman, the true faith in all the articles of faith, and they believe in the noble, glorious Quran. They believe in the Sunnah Nabawiyyah, Ahadith Sharifa. They believe in everything a true Muslim has to believe in, and they have absolutely no doubt. Almighty Allah has conferred upon us so many bounties that are innumerable. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you start counting one bounty of Almighty Allah, you'll never able to enumerate it, encompass it. But the greatest bounty and favor which Almighty Allah has conferred upon any person is the wealth of iman, of faith, of conviction in the inner recesses of our heart. Hence Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions this phrase in 89 different places in the Noble Quran. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ay iman walo. O you who believe, O you who attain faith. 89 different places. Yet to Ashiqana Khitab here, this is an address filled with love and compassion to elevate our rank and status, to motivate and inspire us into action. And on the converse, the opposite side, Almighty Allah mentions for the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, only one place. Remember, irrespective of their denomination, Quran Kareem uses it and says, chapter 66, verse number 7, Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, O you non-Muslims, all those who are sane and mature, La ta'tazirul yawm. Today, the day of justice, the day of judgment, do not cite any excuses. So Almighty Allah mentioned it once, and that also to humiliate and disgrace them. Chapter 66, verse number 7, Innama tujuzawna ma kuntum ta'malun. You'll only be punished according to your deeds and your actions. Action and reaction, cause and effect. So imagine. Now, to understand this point a bit further, we read it last night in our Taraweeh Salat, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us of a group of people. And what did that group of people say? Qalatil A'rabu Amanna. So these people, yeah, what they said, these Bedouins on the periphery, outskirts of Madinah Munawwara, they said, Amanna, that we brought Iman, we brought faith, all that they said. So they made that statement. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says no. What did Almighty Allah Jalla Wala inform them? Qul lam tu'minu, that you have not brought Iman as yet. So walakin qulu aslamna, that say we are Muslim. So Islam is the external. Iman is what enters the inner recesses of our heart. So that is the dichotomy, the distinction, the difference between Iman and Islam. You see, our ruh, our soul, our spirit is within us. But our limbs, our hands, our feet, our eyes, everything else is outside, right? So that ruh, that soul is the driving force. When that person passes away, the eyes, the ears, the tongue, everything is there. But nothing can truly function. So similarly here also, walakin qulu aslamna. But say we have brought Islam. Walamma yadukhulil imanu fi qulubikum. But as yet, that iman, that faith, that inner conviction has not entered the inner recesses of your heart. Chapter 49, verse 14. Chapter 49, verse 14. So that is what me and you must ask Almighty Allah and beg Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Inna nas'aluka imanan kamila. Ya Allah, grant us that perfect iman that enters the inner recesses of our heart, and there must be absolutely no doubt. This day and this age, we live in a time when there is skepticism. People will have so many tashkik and shubuhat and shukuk and so forth, so many doubts, and they become skeptical. Once you go in that way, then remember, the chances are, Allah forbid, aliyazu billah, you will exit Islam completely and totally. So therefore, O Muslim, always beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala to keep us steadfast on Iman and Islam, and we die on that Iman and Islam. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101, Tawaffani Muslima. O Almighty Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam. Wa alhiqni bis-salihin, and O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, unite me with the devout and pious servants. You, the brothers, sisters in Gauteng, you got 1 minute left, 2 minutes left maximum. So start now taking your tablets and start making your dua, istighfar, make your intention, everything. InshaAllah, Rabbana taqabbal minna siyamana wa qiyamana wa tilawatana wa tikafana wa jami'a a'malina saliha ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, accept all our good deeds, our fasting, our tarawih, our recitation, our etikaf, nafil etikaf, sunnat etikaf, all our good deeds, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh, our merciful Allah, the one who's most merciful, one to show mercy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. GG, the Gaza genocide, day 180. 6 months has passed. And what is happening? The mass media does not tell you. Yesterday I sent out a message that 90% of the media of the world are run by the Zionists, 9 billionaires of the world. And that's how they control the media and the information. Imagine that. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, we praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, but we have our alternate news. We have our brothers and sisters who are helping us. Allah Jalla Wala, reward them fi dunya wal akhirah. Day 180, 6 months, Hamas sent 7 jutla straight to hell. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, that the media will not tell you. As soon as the Israeli, their diaper force starts falling, the helicopters are there to pick them up, so nobody must see that. But Alhamdulillah, in this day and this age, to hide everything is very difficult. The entire world condemns Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, the settler colonial mentality. They murdered, premeditated murder. 7 people, majority of them foreigners from Britain, Australia, here, there, and so forth. And they were the people with the world central kitchen. And their vehicle was clearly marked. Everybody knows that. So this is what Israel does. There is no starvation there in Gaza, but it's man-made. When I say no starvation, meaning naturally. This is what the Jutlas, the Zionists, the Jews, the cursed nation does. They prevent the aid entering Gaza, northern Gaza, southern Gaza, central Gaza, and they cause the starvation. And now everything has become manifest. So therefore I told you 100 times on several occasions, chapter 7 verse 167, Almighty Allah teaches us, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will continuously punish the Jutlas and the Jews right till the day of justice. Netanyahu, and Satanyahu is his title, the big Satan and Shaitan and Harami and war criminal butcher of Gaza. He says, no, this was unintentional. It will not happen again. If you know anything of Benjamin Ney, how many babies have you murdered today, you Harami? He's a serial liar, and that's what he does. So now in the Jerusalem Post, one of their newspapers is written, BB says the whole world is ganging upon us, and that is anti-Semitic. Go to hell with your anti-Semitic. Go to hell with your Holocaust. We don't believe in it. Remember that, the way the narrative you are giving, and is exclusive to you. But what about the Holocaust you are carrying out for the past 75 years? One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. In Congo, 10 people killed. There also, if you study the history, Jutlas are involved in the diamond trade, and then they'll make this one fight that one. Botswana is sending a message to the world. They say, hey, you don't come and tell us what we must do. So Botswana to send 20,000 elephants to Germany. Can you believe that? Hati Meresati. So they say, we got too many elephants here. We can't control them. Germany, you say you want, we'll send to you 20,000. The Spanish Prime Minister is there in Saudi Arabia, he's there in Jeddah, and Spain has announced that before July they will recognize the state of Palestine. So mashallah, that's a very good sign. Al Jazeera, you know, the TV and the web network in Arabic, in English, and so forth, and they are very, very, you understand, famous nowadays. So they say that the Israeli strike on the world sea, the world central kitchen, was a deliberate strike and was no accident and not done unintentionally, inadvertently. So that was Jazeera says. And Jazeera also said that all these lies that he's speaking about, Netanyahu, he will close down, you must remember, Jazeera and so forth. And the world has condemned Israel for that as well. Why you want to censor things? What have you got to hide now? The world knows you are the murderer state, you are baby killers, and you are crooks of the highest order, every day stealing land and so forth. 29 people killed in a nightclub in Istanbul. If you know Istanbul, half of it is in Asia, half of it in Europe side. So this happened on the European side. So imagine this is Ramadan and the nightclubs are open and all that. So most of them, I suppose, might be non-Muslim or Muslim. So very, very bad ending for Muslim or non-Muslim are going to hell as it is. So tourists, remember, are now are increasing to Afghanistan. You see? They found it so safe and secure, so the tourists are now starting to increase and they will flock to Afghanistan. The judges reject Hunter Biden. You know Biden, Biden's son, Hunter, he's always hunting for prostitutes. He told the judges, no, they scrapped these charges against me regarding taxes and so forth. So they said, no, we're going to charge you for tax evasion. The Shia army have surrounded Israel. So one side you got Hezbollah, they in Lebanon, we call them Hezbollah Shaitan. On the other side in Yemen, they call them Ansarullah, the Houthis. And then on the other side, they've got Iran. And we know that Iran will definitely take revenge for their big senior commander being killed and so forth. Listen to this here. This is the Russian side, what they're saying. Kiev, Ukraine has lost 80,000 plus troops since January. We just finished 3 months, January, February, March, April just started, and 80,000 dispatched to hell. That's why I say you need a nice harami like a Putin. He will sort things out, you must remember that. Thousands still demonstrating there against Bibi Netanyahu and his government, and hundreds of them demonstrating outside the house of Bibi. The Jutlas, now see this here, this is a figure you should remember. The Jutlas, the Jews, the Zionists there in Israel, majority of them support the war against Hamas, but they do not support Bibi. So they want the war must continue. So if you want the war to continue, Hamas say, we continue. So we will take the battle on. And remember, 6 months, more than 70 countries helping Israel, and they cannot defeat Hamas. What a shame and disgrace. Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin. Ya Allah, you decimate and dismantle the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Wa man wa'alahum, and whoever is helping them, America, Britain, Germany, France, and the Arab ten pot dictators, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, and Egypt, and Jordan, Bahrain, Morocco, all these haramis and traitors and murtads. Jacob Zuma says he is appealing against the election ban. Now, how you like that? Zuma says, me, I'm not sitting still. I must be there and my face must be on the poster. So that's the latest from South African news. And then we see that killing of journalists by the Israelis is backfiring. You see, everything they're doing is going against them. International condemnation. You are a pariah state and the whole world knows you are murderers, you are baby killers. The global narrative has changed and 90% support Palestine and you only got 10-15% supporting you. So the world has seen you for your true colors, and all you Western countries, whether it be America, Britain, France, whole lot, Egypt, there's all these countries here, leave Egypt out, Egypt, the Harami is there, the Pharaoh, Murtad. So the Western countries, they speak of democracy, they speak of human rights and so forth and so on. So where are the human rights for my brothers, sisters, children, parents in Gaza, in Palestine? So all this one, this white man and white woman and white hegemony, they speak about human rights. You must know, in the words of George Galloway, it is lipstick on a pig. That's what they are, pigs they are, swines they are. And when they murder white people, it becomes an outrage. This whole incident, if it was only Palestinians, it will just be on a margin. But because 3 British were killed, Australia was killed, this guy was killed, so now international condemnation and outrage, and everybody fed up now with Israel, and so even America said they're outraged. Can you believe that? We know America, the biggest super terrorist, and the harami child, illegitimate child, Israel, the second biggest terrorist. So that is how the world functions today. Yesterday we had so many things to discuss. I even forgot to tell you the history lesson. So yesterday's history lesson, 20, you know, you're writing down, you're making notes, and the Ramadan diary, we call it. So 22nd of Ramadan, and the year 1859. Write down 22nd Ramadan, 18, Gregorian calendar, 1859, the digging started for the Suez Canal. And this project took more than 10 years to complete and finish. So that was a landmark thing there in Egypt, and was great avenue for them and revenue for them till today. And then we see, remember that today, what has happened, 23rd of Ramadan, so we see in the year 631. So 631, Gregorian calendar, 23rd Ramadan, you know Quran speaks about the idols, afaraytumul lat wal uzza, wa manat al-thalithat al-ukhra. This lat is one of their idols, it was demolished and smashed by two smotherings. So this is what happened, and this was in the latter portion of the history of the life of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In Islam, we can never ever allow idols. It must be smashed to pieces and smotherings. Today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Moana Arshad Musa of Durban, inshallah, with Moaz Ahid Khan. And thereafter, 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage. 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran. Wednesday, you know, between Zohar and Asr, du'as are accepted. So turn more and more to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We're coming to the last lap now of Ramadan. Maybe next week Wednesday is Eid, or maybe Thursday. Wallahu A'lam, Allah knows best. So let's give it our best shot, inshallah. Jee Ma Salim Kareem, quick sharp shoot Q&A, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Sahab. Enough is enough. I'm now fed up with the way people park their cars at the masajid. Some of them take up double parking space and others take their own time to remove their cars after salah. Please, Mufti Sahab, teach our Muslims some etiquette.
100% we echo your sentiments that when I see them parking the cars and so forth, you see what has happened to us. We have narrowed down the meaning of ibadat. We thought ibadat and acts of worship are siyam, fasting, and tilawat of Quran, recitation of Quran, salat and namaz and prayer, and giving some charity and so forth. Ibadat in Islam has a very broad connotation. How do we treat the animals? There must be no stunning. How do we treat the unborn baby? There must be no abortion. How do we park our vehicles? Islam teaches us to pray, P-R-A-Y, to Almighty Allah, and not to pray, P-R-E-Y, on the creation of Allah. Quickly, I tell you a story. Where I read Salat most of the time, Zohar, Asr, and so forth, is called Sufi Masjid here, very near my house, Alhamdulillah. So I read there. So next door is, you know, because the parking is limited, so next door is our brother Shiraz Surti's house. So when I came here in 2001, because he knew me, he performed Hajj or Umrah with me. So in the 80s or something, so he told me that, you know, park your car here in my yard. I said, excellent. So the other day, about 10 days ago or so, one guy parked his car right in this yard, Shiraz Surti's yard. The people from the house cannot come out. The people from outside cannot come in. So I announced it in the masjid. I said, brothers, that first of all, you park your car in somebody else's yard without permission. I know he never took permission. Second, the way you park your car, if there's an emergency, those people cannot come out of the house. From outside, if I want to park, I can't park. So that is not ibadat. You have done or committed a major, major sin. You have caused iza. Iza means to cause harm to Muslims. Yesterday, I can even take the name of the place. The person told me in Binoni that he said in this masjid of ours, they have got so many people sitting for etikaf on both sides. They're causing the musallis taklif and so forth. And now we have to go and rush to get so my place and so. That's not etikaf. That is, you must go sit in masajid where there are nobody sitting, but the clique has to be together. So therefore, me, I'm dead against all this etikaf when it comes to big, big numbers and so forth and so on. You're causing more iza and harm to people than making ibadat. So definitely, we must learn how to park properly. It's part of our Islamic teaching.
Mufti Sahab, I would like to know if a person received a lot of zakat, and I want to also give that person as well. Can he or she still accept more, or is there a limit?
It's not permissible to enrich them so much. So once you gave the muazzin, and now he's already got 10, 15, 20,000, and now you go give him zakat. It's not permissible. You know that he's got so much. There are millions of people in South Africa, other countries, Africa, who are starving, who are really going through difficult time, Gaza, Palestine, Sudan, Kashmir, and the Rohingya Muslims, Burma, and so many other countries. So we must look for people who are really poor. Not just give one person or one family and then we thinking is zakat, but zakat is compulsory upon that person who's the recipient. So that is not permissible, and your zakat would not be valid if you knew about it before time.
Mufti Sahab, I have interest money. I want to give it to a poor Muslim family without mentioning where or what this money is for. Will I be punished? I don't have any intention for reward for this. However, it will benefit a poor Muslim tremendously.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the Noble Quran, chapter 2, verses 275 to 279, speaks about interest, usury, riba, sood, viaj. Call it whatever you want to. I give it to you in four or five languages there. So, chapter 2, verses 275 to 279. The one wa'id and warning, wa'idun shadid, severe warning which Almighty Allah gave. Allah did not mention such a warning for any other crime besides riba, interest, and so forth. Chapter 2, verse 279. فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا. If you do not abstain, refrain from giving, taking, witnessing the contract and the transaction regarding interest, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. You don't want to abstain and refrain, then be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Chapter 2, verse 279. So very good, my brother. You know there's a Muslim family, they are in dire straits, they are poor, destitute, give it to them. And remember, you don't make intention of reward, you don't have to tell them that is interest, you just tell them this is for you, it's a gift for you, perfect. You can give it to non-Muslims also, who are poor and downtrodden and so forth, all that would be acceptable.
Mufti Sahab, what happens whilst making wudu and water goes into my nostrils? Does my fast break?
Remember that we told you 1,000 times now from the start of Ramadan and before Ramadan started that when you are performing ghusl, you are taking a bath, a shower, you are performing wudu, ablution, and now you have to insert water in your mouth, in your nose, your nostrils. So keep your head, keep your face facing down. You don't pick your head up when gurgling or putting water in your nostrils and so forth. So if you are keeping your head, your face facing down, then nothing will happen. Your fast will be valid, everything. Now, I'm not sure what happened to you. Maybe when putting water in your mouth or in your nose, so you picked up your head and your face and so forth, and then the water went right through, you understand, right to the top of the nostrils, and then you know it went there inside and so forth. So if you are sure about that, then the fast will break. If you're not sure, your fast is valid. So remember, Islam does not work on doubt. We must be sure about things. Then, so in a case like that, most probably your fast is still valid.
Mufti Sahab, I'm saving money for Hajj. Do I have to pay zakat? Jazakallah.
Excellent question, mashallah. That Allah reward you, brother, sister, all of you going for Hajj. And say, now you are accredited, you made your booking with ABC agent and what have you. So read Surah 2. Start today. Our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, used to say that is very, very good to start something, remember, on a Wednesday. And remember that Allama, so remember in his kitab, he has mentioned all these type of things here. So go read the books, you must remember on the sayings of Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So therefore, Allama Marghinani, the author of Hidayah, Shafi'iyya of the Hanafi school. Whenever he used to start his durus and lessons the academic year, they would start on a Wednesday. Our Akabir and our great, great scholars who we met and we saw and we spent some time in their great company, Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Khan Sahib, Nawarullah Marqadahu Jalalabad, when he was the principal and in charge, they would start the academic year on a Wednesday. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, Rahimullah, who passed away on 10 Shawwal 1976, we met him several times, we studied there. So remember that we see the Madrasa Darum would start on a Wednesday. So things have changed now, obviously. But that is the reason, because of the saying of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So we for you that now every day from today start reading two rakats and chapter 2 and verse 128. And what must you read? Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna. O Allah, you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj, Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. Medina will come in, obviously. Wa tub alayna, forgive us, Ya Allah, we are sinners, we are not fit to come to such holy, sacred places. But the invitation is from you, O Allah. Innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Indeed, Ya Allah, you are of forgiving, very merciful. So Allah, you must pay zakat on that amount you have and you have saved. It's compulsory upon you to pay 2.5%. Last question.
Mufti Sahib, I received gifts of clothing that I never wore for 5 years. Do I have to pay zakat on that clothing?
There's no zakat on the clothing, on those shoes and all these things. Yes, if you are selling it, then it's considered as malu tijara, then you'll have to pay zakat on it, on the retail price. But if you just kept it there for personal use, but you didn't use it, no zakat on it. I'll see you 20 to 6, inshaAllah. Jazakallah khair, ma'asaleem. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.